This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday Israel will not be deterred by the International Court of Justice from pursuing its Gaza war until total victory, after South Africa lodged a lawsuit alleging genocide against the Palestinians, saying no one will stop us, not the Hague, not the axis of evil, no one. Netanyahu said in a televised address. He also said a decision had yet to be made about a potential military takeover of an area along the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt. When asked about Israel's defense budget, he said Israel plans a huge addition as part of a buildup designed to cover its needs for years to come. Egypt is worried Friday and Saturday's U.S.-British attacks on Houthis could escalate the Israel-Gaza conflict and cause global economic damage.
Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris, tells VOA that the U.S. and British strikes against the Houthis come after dozens of Houthi attacks on international shipping in the Red Sea. He says that the U.S. and British strikes come after 32 Houthi attacks, not just against ships heading toward Israel, but international shipping, in addition to a major attack on January 9 using 13 drones and a barrage of missiles, causing over 2,000 ships to divert from the Red Sea and Suez Canal to take the longer route around the Horn of Africa. Edward Uranian, VOA News, Cairo.
France's new foreign minister has now arrived in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv to meet with his counterpart and sign a support